haven't you ever noticed if the prayers haven't been terribly well prepared in advance, and it occurs to him in the middle of the prayer that he's praying for somebody that nobody in the congregation knows, and they're just not going to understand this prayer. And so he just sort of puts the information that he wants to tell the people into the prayer itself. And so he says something like, "And, O Lord, we pray for Joe and Sue, who just got married in Nashville last weekend." The people obviously need to know that, but it's just as obvious that God doesn't. God doesn't need us to inform him of stuff like that. But when we put the emphasis too much on our action in prayer, it can be almost as if we're thinking God won't know this stuff if we don't tell him. God won't do something if we don't ask him. And the better job we do of asking him, the more detail, even down to, you know, wedding at 3 p.m. at St. Stanislaus Church, reception to follow, and they got a lovely group of toasters at the reception. We're afraid that if we don't give a bunch of detail, then God's going to find that prayer easy to overlook. Then we're beginning to use prayer as an instrument to get something out of God, and then you have the danger that we're really putting all the shoes on the wrong feet. We're thinking of prayer more in terms of what we're putting into it than what God is giving us. So it can become really dangerous then to say prayer is what we count on.